Nolte, Chelsea handler smears Cheryl Hines, RFK Jr. over toxic house sale. By John Nolte on March 27, 2026. These people are so vile. It's not that they disagree with us. It's not that they have different ideas. It's not that they are misguided, bubbled, or ill-informed. They're simply evil and fascist and cruel, and this story is a perfect example of that. Until Robert F. Kennedy Jr. jumped on the MAGA train, and did so for the principled purpose of knowing President Trump would give him the opportunity to put his long-held ideas and policy proposals into action, which is what has happened, he and his actress wife, Cheri Hines, were Hollywood royalty. Kennedy was a Kennedy and Hines co-starred as Larry David's wife in Curb Your Enthusiasm, an HBO show that was especially popular within the entertainment industry. But now they are hated apostates and traitors, which means they must be shunned, destroyed, and demeaned at all costs. Their sin? Nothing more or less than RFK Jr. rounding the age of 70 and grabbing hold of what might be his last chance to move the ball on issues he's cared about for decades, issues Hollywood once loved him for. Can you imagine blowing up a relationship over politics? Who cares what someone believes? What does it matter? Who demands fealty from friends? Who demands conformity from family? Who is so immature that they cannot accept people for who they are? Democrats, that's who. Former comedian, the aging Chelsea handler, should be laughed off the planet for trying to pass this story off as real. But because she's attacking the correct people, Mr. and Mrs. Apostate, the vile entertainment outlets report it without a hint of speculation. I bought RFK Jr.'s house in Los Angeles 5 years ago. I still have not lived in this house. That's how fucked up this house was, the aging Harridan said during a podcast earlier this month. It was a disaster. When the inspectors opened up the house, they were like, "This house is the most toxic environment. You cannot live here for at least 2 years." I'm not exaggerating any of this. It was a disaster. The idea that this guy is in charge of the health of our country, when he didn't even have a proper foundation at his house. She went on to complain about an illegal outdoor storage unit. We have to remove this illegal bullshit from my property, and I'm like, how did they not find this upon the first inspection? Yeah, how did they not, Chelsea? Handler then revealed that Cheryl Hines had left a note behind for her. Cheryl Hines left me a note saying, "Let us know if there's anything we can do for you, Chelsea." I'm like, yeah, how about a fucking foundation? That's something you could do for me. The $6 million Brentwood property includes a 5,474-square-foot home on a half acre of land. Further, and this is not a small point, as is often the case when well-known people are involved, especially the wealthy who do not want to be taken advantage of, the entire transaction was done through a blind trust, which means the identities of the seller and buyer remain secret. For her part, Hines is calling bullshit, and as I'll explain below, the facts and logic are on her side. I think yes, you have to question the timing of it, right? Hines said on OutKick's Tomi Lehrer in his Fearless podcast. Because she bought this house 5 years ago and she's just now complaining about it, which is also, she's getting a lot of sympathy from people. She's buying a $6 million house and talking about how she feels duped and that we tried to sell her a house that was, her word, toxic, which also doesn't make sense. The story doesn't really hold water because I did write her a personal note when she moved in, saying how much we love the house and that I hope that she has a beautiful life in this house, and if you need anything, too, call me. And I left my number. So if we were trying to unload a toxic house on her, I wouldn't have left my number. I think she's just trying to get attention, and it's probably fun for her to make fun of Bobby. What are you going to do? Cheryl Hines seems like a very classy lady. Chelsea Handler has always been a pig. First off, if RFK Jr. and Hines were offloading a lemon on Handler, why would Hines come out from behind the blind trust to reveal her identity? Secondly, why didn't Handler sue? If a buyer knowingly misrepresents the condition of a house, you have every right to sue. Handler is claiming she was surprised she couldn't move in for 5 years. Surprised it was toxic, surprised by this illegal storage thing in the backyard. Surprised by the condition of the foundation. Trust me, former homeowners have been sued for much, much less. What's more, even if you sell a house as is, You are required to make out a list laying out exactly what is means, what the home's defects are, everything from mold in the basement to a leaky toilet. Failure to reveal everything can land you in court. Finally, even if handler's complaints are true, and I don't believe a word of them, who did her inspections, Abbott and Costello, Bud and Lou are who need to be sued. Did handler not once during the transaction walk through the house herself? There is nothing credible about any part of handler's story, but because she is targeting the right people, she's allowed to get away with it, and she's rewarded for it with an appearance on Kimmel.